Good morning, everyone. My name is Yufeng Ge, and I'm with the Department of Biological and Agriculture Engineering, Texas A&M University, and I'm presenting a web-based simulation tool for linked cleaning today. And my co-authors are Paula V. Roy and Dr. Alex Thompson at Texas A&M, and Dr. Ed Barnes at Cotton Incorporated. Some background information about this project. So we all know the importance and advantages for linked cleaning. It removes the foreign matter and improves the leaf and the color grades and prepare fibers in open and combed states. However, there are also some disadvantages associated with it. It increases the waste and reduces the bale weight. And in other words, it reduces the marketable cotton and also damages fibers. And the most pronounced adverse effect you will see is probably the fiber length and the uniformity. And there has been also concerns about the nips, the naps, and the fiber, short fiber content that has caused huge problems in textile mills. So really, a critical question that everybody asks is how much lint cleaning is needed to reach a balancing point about all these conflicting goals to minimize fiber damage and fiber loss, and also maximize cotton price sales value and the profitability of the ginning operations. And I put this U.S. cotton competitiveness at the bottom because there has been a lot of pressure for the fiber quality, or the U.S. cotton fiber quality at the international market. And that is also somehow related to the linked cleaning. So that gets down to our research objective for this project, is to develop and implement an empirical web-based linked cleaning simulation model. And there has been a few purpose for this model, in my opinion. And first of all, it is a decision-making tool for people like engineers or researchers or even students who want to look at what is the consequence of maybe changing the machine parameter or for under particular conditions or situations. And the second purpose would be a compilation of a current knowledge about the linked cleaning. So if you wanted to know something about linked cleaning and what is the effect of the parameter to the fiber quality, instead of digging through all those literature, you can come to this centralized place and quickly click a few buttons to be able to know the answer. And it also be educational tool. There has been some discussion coming up yesterday and this morning about the Jing School, and this could probably serve that purpose to train our interested students and interns in that regard. So we have been start to conceptualize and develop this model since 2011, 2012 with the help of engineers from the Missil Park, New Mexico, but we have been programming slowly, mainly limited by our ability to program. But last year, 2012, we were able to hire a technician who is from software engineering. So since then, we got really a fast progress on this. And a few important facts about this model. So this is strictly based on the published data on soil type linked cleaners in the literature. And most of those literature are contributed by three USDA gene labs at the Lubbock, Stoneville, and Missil Park. So we use the HPH and HTML to develop this model. And we also use MySQL as the database tool to store the information and retrieve all the information. And we also use a graphics tool called P-Chart 2.0. It's basically, it would be able to present the simulation results as a graphic form and bring that back to the user. And our ultimate goal is to let the Cotton Inc.'s website to host this model so that everybody can use it and access it. But temporarily, we put this on the server called the cloud, and just for sort of a small-scale pilot experiment. So if you look at all those literatures, so basically all the experiment data is presented in two ways. So the first form is like a multiple regression model. So y is equal to x, fx1, x2, x3. So I pull out an example here from one of the publication. So this equation here, so microNEO reading is the y value, is the outgoing microNEO reading. It is related to, based on this equation, it's related to the NCI, the second term on the right side of the equation, is the non-linked content, the initial non-linked content. And then it's also inversely related to the CR stands for co-mean ratio. And then the MCI stands for the moisture content, the initial moisture content when the fibers gets into the linked cleaner. And then the last term is FSI, the fiber strength. So that's initial fiber strength. So really, if we wanted to look at the microNEO reading versus, let's say, co-mean ratio, so what our model do is to vary the co-mean ratio from this minimum to maximum value, but to fix all others, being able to do the simulation. And the second form of the experiment data is in the form of a table. So one example is here. I believe that I take this out from one of the publication also. This relates to all the linked cleaner weights, the bale weight, and the bale value to the number of linked cleaners that the cotton goes through. And it also categorizes the hair relief and the smooth leaf cotton type. So this is the down here is the link to access the model. And my original plan is being able to run a little demonstration here, but I realized that it probably have no internet access to this. So I got the plan B to show a few screenshot of this model. So let's say if we wanted to run a simulation between microNEO and a co-mean ratio. So this very first page, I want to direct your attention to the selected the big table here. So it says select model output Y, and we have bale characteristics and the fiber quality. Those are outgoing fiber quality from linked cleaner, and then some other parameters such as cleaning efficiency, non-linked content, and the linked waste. And on the right part is the number that you wanted to vary. We also divided those into three categories. So those are machine parameter, such as number of linked cleaners you want to go through. And then there's the operating parameters, such as combing ratio, the bed density, and the moisture linked moisture content. And then there's the initial fiber content listed there. So if I want to run microNEO against combing ratio, I'm going to click microNEO on the left column, and then click combing ratio as the right column. So that brings, and click next, so that brings you to the second page. And basically, this one would go, based on the input from the first page, it will go through the database and search how many regression equations or tables are there that is specified, that includes those two variables. And in this particular case, we have two journal articles that specify that relationship. And here you can search either one of them or both to run the model. And then in this case, I'm gonna I just click both of those, and you click next. Then this brings you to the third page, and this is we call it the model setup page. And what it does is, as I said before, there's other variables that also affect the microNEO, but you really wanted to fix those numbers just to look at the microNEO versus the co-mean ratio. So in this particular case, the first paper has two other variables related. One is initial microNEO, and the other is number of linked cleaners that you want to, the non-linked content that you want to go through. And you see that we have a minimum, maximum, average value listed there as a guidance for the user. But really, if you want to change the values to input into the model for your own purpose, and you can change the value. The last column there, those are highlighted red, that you can change those values based on your own cotton or length. And then there's a second block here that is the other model, and you can do the same thing here. And then the last block is the limits of the combing ratio. And basically you specify what is the range of the simulation that you want to run. So also you can have the upper limit, and you can have the lower limit, and you can have the stepwise to run the model. And we fill all these blanks with the default value so that the user can have minimum knowledge about it, to use it. Then you can just click the cotton if you want to look at the results. So this brings you the result. This is basically the y-axis is the output microneural value, and the x-axis is the combing ratio. And in this particular run, we wanted to look at the suggested full range of the combing ratio from 6.2 to 87.4. And basically, this is what those two publications will tell you if you set up the model as the previous page. And that curve, you see that the microneural is actually going down with the increase of the combing ratio. And this is another example. I'm going to just skip the first three pages and show the results here. And this is a particular run of the non-linked content in the linked versus combing ratio. As you see here, again, the x-axis is the combing ratio and the y-axis is non-linked content. And it also decreased. Particularly interesting is it decreased very fast at the lower end of the combing ratio, but it would increase. The effect of the combing ratio would be getting smaller when the combing ratio is actually getting bigger. And here is another example, and I believe this is from Mangiolati publication back in 1990s. And this summarizes the what is the NAPS content versus the number of linked cleaners that you go through. So we have 0, 1, 2, 3, the number of linked cleaners you wanted to go through, and those are the NAP counts you would actually expect out of those. And you see as the linked cleaner, the number of linked cleaners you go through increase, and as expected, the NAP counts would go up sharply. And that publication also distinguished the hair relief from the smooth leaf, so we are able to do this here also. And the very last slide that I want to show here is the fiber length versus the bed density. So you change the bed density and you look at what is the fiber length change with respect to that. So you see that as the bed density going up, and you would expect your fiber length the coming out from the linked cleaner would be higher with the higher bed density. So that's some of the examples that I want to show here. And I'm going back. So a few comments with this model. So we are not creating any new knowledge here, but rather it's a compilation of all the existing knowledges by our genning labs. So one of the things that I have noticed over the process of literature review is a lot of those peer review articles are back in 1970s, 1980s, there's not a whole lot of new knowledge coming out as a form of peer-reviewed articles. So I really believe that this model here can have an impact on the cotton ginning industry in terms of the research and education. So I'm requesting, if there's any new things coming out that you know, that please contact me or add so that we can add those into the model. And training, provide information to the people who are interested. And the last one is that as most of the program, there are still some unknown glitches that we need to fix with this model. And by the way, it is on this website. And if you are interested to test this model and wanted to figure out if there's anything, if you have any inputs to this, let me know. I'm here till noon. So. With that, I would like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated, particularly Dr. Advance, for providing funding for this project. And I think I'm a little going over time. Okay. If there's any questions.
Any questions? Appreciate it. Good report.
Thanks.
Thank you.